UNDP is not a bank. We're not a financial institution as such. But we can provide project development assistance. So we can provide the technical assistance package. We take proponents from the beginning all the way through the process and hold their hands and do everything that's needed to get projects through the CDM process, all the way up to implementation of the project during the first year and up to the first issuance of the credits. We'll be with them. We accompany them. We do everything that relates to carbon. We partnered up with a financial service provider to take care of the other side that we couldn't do, the financial services. In this case, purchasing, marketing the credits. So that there was an off-taker, somebody who buys the credits that these projects were going to generate. Initially, this was a private bank, but after the first 2 years of piloting this effort with them, with a common agreement, we decided to part ways after 2 years. They're still our partner for a number of projects for which we have agreements, and so they will be with us. But for any new projects, we now team up on an ad hoc basis with other financial players, people who are willing to buy the credits. And so in this partnership, I think we leverage our skills and we allocate the risks related to things that we do not fully master ourselves, where we're not best at, like the financial, to other players that are better placed to handle those. And because of who we are, we can broker very interesting deals on behalf of project proponents, in particular in the poorer and least developed countries, where if they would be left right to the market, they might get a rougher deal. Our facility specifically targets underrepresented countries in the CDM to address this issue of regional imbalance that we observe in the market. And we want to spread the use of the mechanism more widely by promoting particular projects that have significant development benefits, so that do more than just reduce greenhouse gas emissions.